I see that durian is very well liked here.
我看见了大家都很喜欢吃榴莲。
I like durian too.
我也喜欢吃榴莲。
But I forgot to raise up my hand. I guess I'm in trouble.
可是他刚才忘了举手哈。
So what is the theme for our youth meetings here?
今年我们青年大会的主题是什么呢？
Let's say it first in English and then we'll say it in Chinese. How would that be? Okay, all together in English.
我们大家用英语说，然后过后用中文说。
That I may know him. Okay, Chinese?
使我认识他。
I hope we never forget those words.
我希望大家都不会忘记这些话。
In whatever respective language you're speaking them in.
不管你用的是什么语言。
Because I guarantee you I've already forgotten them in Chinese.
我相信你肯定不会用忘记怎么用中文说的。
As we begin once again this evening,
在是今天晚上我们开始的时候，
it's a privilege too that we can come and open the Word of God.
我们能够大家聚在一起打开上帝的话是一种荣幸。
As we come to open the Word of God,
当我们一起来打开上帝的话，
it is one of the closest experiences that we can have in coming to God.
当我们能够这样子做的时候，就是其中一个让我们能够最接近上帝的时刻。
Because as we open God's word,
当我们打开上帝的话，
we are thinking God's thoughts after Him.
我们呢，就是跟着上帝的思想在思想。
And that is a very awesome thought when we stop to think about it.
所以如果我们思想这一件事的话，这是非常非常严肃的事。
And so as we come to study God's Word,
所以当我们大家聚在一起研究上帝的话的时候，
let us once again ask our God to guide us as we study.
让我们再一次的祈求我们的上帝来帮助我们。
So let us pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父，
we thank you that you have given to us this day.
我们感谢您赐给我们这一天。
We thank you that you have gathered each of us out of our respective places.
我们感谢您，我们从不同的地方带到这里。
That we can come together in fellowship.
我们能够大家聚在一起有团契的机会。
And that we can come apart from our busy lives.
能够从我们忙碌的生活当中脱离出来。
To focus our eyes more directly upon you.
能够把我们的眼目专注于你。
And we ask that you will be with us this evening.
今天晚上我们祈求您与我们同在。
That you will send your spirit to be our guide and teacher.
你能够差遣你的圣灵来成为我们的向导。
For it's in Jesus' name we pray.
我们是奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Reviewing what we have looked at a little bit.
让我们来温习一下我们所学习过的。
We've looked at the mark of the prize of the high calling of knowing Jesus that Paul sets before us.
我们学习到有关于保罗所说的，就是立下一个目标，就是向着标杆直跑。
Pastor Michael has studied with us the love of the Father and Jesus' love poured out and pressed out in Gethsemane.
麦克牧师呢，他也给我们分享了上帝就是这个父亲的爱，然后呢，耶稣在克西马尼园被砸碎。
We looked at knowing Jesus as a babe in Bethlehem.
我们也学习到认识耶稣，身为一个在伯利恒出生的小婴儿。
We looked at knowing the example of Jesus as a man.
而且呢，我们学习到要怎么认识耶稣。因为身为一个青年成人的耶稣，他给我们立下的榜样。
And this evening I want to look at something very similar to what we looked at last night.
今天呢，我要给大家看的是跟我们昨天所看的有一些相似。
But an aspect that we were not able to go into in much detail.
但是呢，这方面可能我们不能够说的非常详细。
And as we begin, I want to think back to some history.
在我开始的时候呢，我要给大家带大家回到历史。
In my country, there's some very tragic history in our past.
在我的国家里面呢，有一些非常令人悲伤的历史。
And while it's not nice to go over unpleasant history,
当然要去回顾那一些不太令人愉快的历史，不是这一件好事。
I believe that there are some lessons that we can learn from this history that will help us as we look at this aspect of Jesus.
可是呢，我相信当我们回顾这些历史的时候，有一些教训是我们可以学习的，能够应用到我们今天所要了解有关于耶稣的这一个方面。
For over 100 years, the ugly blot of slavery was a dishonor to my nation.
在我的国家的历史当中，有100年的时间，他们把黑人当着奴隶那样的对待呢，这是我们历史当中的黑暗的一部分。
Hundreds of thousands of men, women and children were treated not even as human beings.
成千上万的那一些黑人，成人小孩都一样，他们被对待就甚至连次等的人类都不如。
Simply because of the color of their skin, because of where their ancestors had come from.
只不过是因为他们的肤色不一样，和他们来自不同的地方。
And when you read about what took place during the time of slavery,
如果你去研究在那一段奴隶时代所发生的事情，
it's heart-wrenching.
是非常令人痛心的。
Because men and women and children were sold as animals.
人啊，就是男男女女、老老少少呢，就好像动物那样的被贩卖。
They would be taken to the marketplace.
他们被带到市场上去。
And the prospective buyers would look over them to see if they were strong and if they thought they were intelligent and if they could help them in their work.
那些买主呢，就来检查看他们是否身体健壮，他们是否能够担任他们所要做的工作。
Once they were purchased, they became their property.
当他们被买下来了以后，就成了他们主人的拥有的财物。
They were told when to get up.
他们呢，就会被吩咐什么时候几点钟要起床。
They were told when to work.
什么时候要工作。
They were told what to do.
做什么工。
They were told how long they were to work.
而且要做多长久的时间的工。
They were told who they were to marry if they were to marry.
如果他们要结婚成家的话，也要被安排要跟谁成家。
They could not make any decisions on their own, basically.
他们在基本上不能够做自己做任何的决定。
A master could beat a slave.
一个主人可以击打他的这个奴隶。
And while he was not supposed to kill his slave, many times it still happened anyway.
虽然呢，这个主人是不应该杀死他的奴隶的，但是很多时候这样的情况还是会发生。
The master could sell a slave and split up a family, and they would never see their wife or children again.
这个主人呢，可以把一个家庭分散，就是他把其中一个人卖到另外一个地方去，他们的家属呢，就永远不再见面了。
And that went on for over 100 years.
而这样的情况呢，继续的进行了100年。
Fortunately, it came to an end about 150 years ago.
幸好呢，就是在150年前，这样的情况就结束了。
But as you read some of the accounts of those that told about their experiences,
可是如果你读到有关于记载他们的经历的一些书籍，
there are not too many because they were not allowed to learn to read and write.
这些东西不是他们所写的，是因为他们根本不容许来读书写字。
There was one young man, though.
有一个年轻人。
His name was Frederick Douglass.
他的名字叫 Frederick Douglass.
He grew up under slavery.
他就是在奴隶的中间长大。
He never knew his father.
他从来不认识他的父亲。
And when he was a young man,
当他成了一个年轻人的时候，
He determined that he wanted to learn how to read.
他呢就下定了决心，他要学习怎么读。
He was transferred out of the country into the city area with one of the relatives there.
然后他就被人从乡下带到城市里。
Not his relatives, but his master's relatives.
是他主人的一个亲戚的家里。
And at first, the woman of the house began to teach him a little bit to read.
然后这个家里的女主人呢，就开始教他阅读一些字。
And he became amazed at this ability to even read a little bit.
他能够读一点点, 他就觉得非常的惊讶。
When her husband found out that she was teaching him to read,
当这个女主人的丈夫发现了她在教导这个奴隶读书,
he forbid her to teach him another letter.
然后呢, 他就不容许她再教他更多。
Because he was afraid that if he learned to read, that he would not be a good slave.
因为他害怕说如果这个奴隶他学习认字了以后就不能成为一个好的奴隶。
But Frederick Douglass had a strong desire once he had tasted being able to read.
可是Frederick Douglass这一个人呢, 他却有非常强的意志, 他要学习认字。
And there was a basket of bread in the house.
在家里呢, 就有一篮子的面包。
And his master had told him that he could take it whenever he wanted and eat any of the bread that he wanted.
然后他的主人就告诉他说他什么时候饿了就可以自己拿那里的面包来吃。
He was in a lot better situation than he had been before.
就是说他的情况呢,比他之前的情况好了许多。
And so when he would go out on errands,
当他被送出去做办事的时候,
he would take a couple pieces of bread.
他就会拿几块的面包。
And as he was going to buy groceries or whatever the errands were,
不管他被送出去去买杂货还是什么,
he would find another boy his age.
他就会找到另外一个跟他同年纪的男孩,
and he would take a couple minutes,
然后就花几分钟的时间,
and he would say, I'll give you a piece of bread,
他说我会给你一片的面包,
if you will teach me a little bit of how to read.
那你只要你能够教我读一点书, 就是认一些字。
And so as he would go out day after day, he would learn a little bit more and a little bit more.
所以呢, 他每一天出去的时候, 去办事的时候呢, 就会学习的越来越多。
Until eventually he was able to read the newspaper.
直到最终呢, 他就能够读这个报纸, 报章了。
And when his master went to sleep, he would try to get up and read some of the books.
然后他就发现, 他的主人发现了, 他开始在翻书的时候。
And as he read,
当他在读这些书,
an amazing new world was opened before him.
这个令他非常惊讶的新世界在他的面前展开了。
And he determined that he wanted to be free.
然后他就决定说他要成为一个自由的人。
And so, through a series of events,
然后呢, 就有很多事情发生,
and through a lot of danger,
而且经过了很多的危险,
he escaped from his master's home,
他从他主人的家里逃了出来,
and made it to an area where he would be free.
然后去到了一个能够令他自由的地方,
and he was encouraged then because he knew how to read and write.
那时候因为他能够认字, 能够读, 能够写, 他就觉得,
to write out his experiences.
然后呢, 他就被鼓励写下他的经历。
He's not vindictive.
他并不是为自己辩护。
But he tried to explain what it was like.
可是呢, 他就是尝试要描述那是怎么样的一种生活。
But something that was amazing to me in what he explained,
可是呢, 对我来说, 非常令我惊讶的, 当我读他的书的时候,
was that no matter what the master did to them,
不管这个主人对他做什么样的事,
he could beat them,
他们可以打他,
they might see some one of their colleagues get killed by the master,
他们可能呢,
but when they met other slaves, when they were out doing work,
可是当他们出去外面工作, 遇到其他的奴隶的时候,
they would argue about whose master was the best.
然后他们还是会争论到底谁的主人是最好的主人。
And even though their master beat them and all of these terrible things,
不管是那些主人击打他们啊，做任何对他们不好的事情,
they were certain that their master was better than the other master.
他们还是认为他们自己的主人是比别人的主人好一些。
And he said sometimes the arguments would become so strong,
有些时候这一种的辩论呢，甚至是非常的激烈,
that the slaves would start physically fighting over it.
那些奴隶呢，甚至是为了他们的主人打了起来。
Because they were loyal to their master.
因为他们对他们的主人非常的忠诚。
Even though their master was not loyal to them.
虽然他们的主人对他们一点都不忠诚。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2.
让我们翻到腓立比书第二章。
We've been looking in Philippians 2 at various aspects of knowing Jesus.
当我们研究腓立比书第二章的时候，有关于如何认识耶稣的各方面。
Beginning in verse 5.
腓立比书第二章第五节。
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
他本有上帝的形象，不以自己与上帝同等为强夺的。
But made himself of no reputation.
反倒虚己。
And took upon him the form of a servant.
取了奴仆的形象。
And was made in the likeness of
man. 成为人的样式。
Paul says, let this mind of Jesus be in you.
保罗说，你们当以这样基督耶稣的心为心。
And then he describes where he was, that he was equal with God.
然后他就描述当时他是在什么样的地方，他说他是与上帝同等的。
But he made himself of no reputation.
反倒倒空了自己。
He took upon him the form of man in the likeness of man.
成为人的样式。
And it says that he was took upon him the form of a servant.
取了奴仆的形象。
Now, it's translated servant, at least in English.
在英文呢，是被翻译为仆人。
But what it really means is slave.
而真正的原文的意思是奴隶。
He took upon him the form of a slave.
他成了他取了奴仆的形象。
In order to know Jesus,
要认识耶稣，
we must recognize that he became a servant, a slave for us.
我们要认识到他为我们成了一个奴隶。
And let's look at this a little bit.
让我们来深入的研究一下这一点。
Matthew chapter 20.
在马太福音第二十章。
As we look throughout the Bible, we see that Jesus is constantly serving.
当我们研究圣经，整本圣经都在向我们显示耶稣他不断的都服侍人。
In Matthew 20, we see James and John's mother coming to Jesus.
在马太福音第二十章这边说到呢，约翰和雅各的母亲就来见耶稣。
And she comes and says, please, will you grant me a favor?
她说，请你能够为我做一件事吗？
And Jesus says, what do you want?
耶稣说，你要什么呢？
And she says, I have two sons that are your disciples.
她说，我有两个儿子，就是你的门徒。
I'd really like one to sit on your right hand and the other to sit on your left hand.
我希望他们一个坐在你的右边，一个坐在你的左边。
She said, I want the highest place for my two sons.
意思是说，我希望我的儿子，两个儿子能够得到最高的地位。
I'm sure she thought that they deserved the highest place.
因为她认为呢，她两个儿子实在是配得的。
I'm sure that she thought that they were the best of the disciples.
我肯定的认为，她认为她的两个儿子是在门徒里面是最好的，最杰出的。
And Jesus said to her,
耶稣向她说，
You've asked something that I cannot answer.
你不知道你所求的是什么，在英文是。
But can they be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?
可是他们能够接受我所受的洗吗？
And then Jesus begins to explain what that means.
然后耶稣就接下来解释这是什么意思。
Verses 25
through 28. 第25节到28节。
And Jesus called unto them and said,
耶稣叫了他们来说，
Ye know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them.
你们知道外邦人有君王为主治理他们，有大臣操权管束他们。
But it shall not be so among you.
可是在你们中间却不是这样。
But whosoever shall be great among you, let him be your minister.
你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人。
And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant or your slave.
谁愿为首，就必做你们的仆人。
Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto. but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many.
正如人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
Jesus said, the baptism that I've been baptized with is totally different than the baptism you're thinking of.
耶稣告诉这位母亲说，我所喝的杯呢，跟你所想象的那个杯是完全不一样的。
Jesus said, you're asking the highest place for your two sons.
你呢，要求你的两个儿子坐在最高的位置上。
And all the disciples were wanting the highest place.
可是其他所有的门徒都想要得到这最高的位置。
But Jesus said, you don't understand what the highest place means in the kingdom of heaven.
可是你却不了解在天国的意义里面最高的位置是什么意思。
He said, you're familiar with the Roman system.
当然你能够了解的是罗马的系统。
And how there's a captain over 10 and a captain over 100 and he tells them what to do and they do it.
就好像十副长、百副长、千副长那样，那个长官呢叫属下做什么，属下就得做什么。
He says they exercise lordship, dominion over everybody else.
因为他们有权柄来掌管下面的人。
But the principle of the kingdom of heaven was totally different than that.
可是在天国的原则却是完全相反的。
Jesus said, whoever serves, let him, whoever wants to be a chief, let him be a servant, a slave.
他说呢，谁要为首的，就必要做仆人，就是做一个奴隶。
Are chiefs normally slaves?
你说一个做首的人是不是一般上都是奴隶呢？
When I've been in Africa,
我曾经到过非洲。
The tribal system is still very strong there.
在非洲呢，这个酋长的这个他们的部落系统呢还是非常的强。
And we might be out in a village out in the middle of nowhere, literally.
可能我们是在很旷野、很荒野的地方。
But by the time we get there,
可是当我们到那个地方的时候，
there's a routine that you always go through.
就有一个一系列一定要做的事情。
The chief of the village or the chief of the territory is there to greet you.
那个地方的酋长呢就会来迎接你。
And sometimes the chiefs will come from great distances to see you.
甚至有些时候这个酋长呢会从很远的地方来迎接你。
And when they come,
当他来的时候，
they always want a gift from you.
他们呢每一次都会向你要求一份礼物。
And if you don't give them a gift, you're in trouble.
如果你不送他们礼物的话，那你就有麻烦了。
And the traditional gift that they're supposed to receive,
然后那些礼物呢
is you are supposed to give them a meal and lots of palm wine.
然后呢，除了这个礼物之外，你还要给他们一餐饭，还有喝酒。
Of course, we cannot give them wine.
当然，我们不能够让送酒给他们喝。
It's amazing to me. It doesn't matter where you are.
令我很惊讶的是，不管你在什么地方。
The devil has figured out how people can make alcohol even in the middle of nowhere with nothing.
很奇怪的就是不管你在什么地方，就算是在最荒野的地方呢，魔鬼都有办法让人家能够制造酒精。
So we always have a bit of a challenge explaining that no, we cannot give you your wine.
我们每一次呢都很必须要下点功夫的向他们解释说我们不能够送你酒。
But when the chiefs come,
可是当那个酋长来的时候，
they almost always have an assistant with them.
他们很多时候都有一个助手跟着他。
And the assistant carries anything and everything for the chief.
然后这个助手呢，就帮着这个酋长扛着所有的东西。
If you're having a meeting in church,
如果你在教会里面举办这个聚会，
and the chief comes in,
然后这个酋长来进来的话，
Wherever it is, the best seat in the house has to immediately be cleared so the chief can sit down there.
那不管是在什么地方呢，这个场地呢就得清空，让那个酋长坐下来。
And Jesus spoke to his disciples.
可是耶稣却对他的门徒说。
And he said, "You think that being great in the kingdom of heaven is like being a chief here?"
你以为在天国最高的位置就是做一个首长这样子的人吗？
But he that is great among you, let him be a slave.
可是他说，你们当中要为首的人呢，要做一个奴隶。
And they knew what slaves were in the Roman Empire.
而且呢，在罗马帝国的时代，他们都明白奴隶是什么样的一种人。
Because there were millions of slaves in the Roman Empire.
因为在罗马帝国当时有几百万的奴隶。
And Jesus said, "Look, I'm here among you, not to be served, but to serve."
然后耶稣告诉他们说，我来不是要受人服侍，乃是要服侍人。
Let's go to Luke chapter 22.
让我们翻到路加福音第二十二章。
A similar situation here.
这是一个相似的情况。
This in Luke's account is right next to the communion service.
是在主的晚餐的相差不多同样的时间。
And we're told here that they were arguing among themselves about who was going to be the greatest.
在门徒当中就起了争论，他们中间哪一个可算为大呢？
And Jesus went through and gave similar words to them as is recorded in Matthew.
然后耶稣呢就对他们说了同样的在马太福音记录下的那一段话。
But notice what Jesus says in verse 27.
在二十七节你注意耶稣说了什么。
For whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat or he that serveth, is not he that sitteth at meat?
是谁为大，是坐席的呢，是服侍人的呢，不是坐席的大吗？
But I am among you as he that serves.
然而我在你们中间如同服侍人的。
Jesus says, "Look, you call me Lord."
主耶稣说，你想你叫你称呼我为主。
But I am here among you as one who is serving.
可是我在你们中间呢，却是一个服侍你们的人。
In order to know Jesus,
我们要认识耶稣的话
we have to know him.As a servant or as a slave.
我们必须要认识他身为一个仆人，一个奴隶。
And when we look through Jesus' ministry, we find him serving all of the time.
当我们研究耶稣生平的事工的时候，我们发现他随时每时每刻都在服侍别人。
We find Jesus serving when it was inconvenient for him to serve.
甚至是在他觉得最不方便的时候，他也在服侍别人。
Sometimes we're happy to serve when it's convenient for us.
有些时候我们觉得对我们很方便的时候呢，我们就会去服侍。
But that was not when Jesus served.
可是这却不是耶稣服侍人的方式。
Jesus' service was not from 8 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock at night or something like that.
他的服侍呢并不是从早上八点钟到晚上九点钟。
Jesus was ready for service at any time and wherever service was needed.
他的服侍他的服务呢是随时随地每时每刻。
Last night we talked a little bit about the Syrophoenician woman.
昨天我们谈到这个腓尼基的妇人。
And how Jesus came up to the coast of Tyre and Sidon there.
耶稣怎么来到提罗西顿的那个边界？
And the one thing that we know that he did was he discussed and he healed the daughter of this Canaanite woman.
我们发现到当时呢，他就医治了这个女人，这个外邦女人的女儿。
But do you know how long it took Jesus to get there?
可是你知道耶稣要花多长的时间到达那个地方吗？
He was not.Driving a couple days to get there.
他并不是要开两三天车的时间到那边。
He was not flying a couple hours to get there.
也不是飞两个小时的飞机到那边。
It took Jesus 2 or 3 days walking just to get to where this woman was.
耶稣要走两三天的路呢，才来到这个妇人的地方。
And 2 or 3 days, full days walking to get back.
而且回去的路上也是两三天的走路的时间。
Would we be willing to walk an entire week just to give one person a Bible study?
你觉得你会不会愿意花一个星期走路的时间去为一个人查经呢？
That's what Jesus did.
这就是耶稣所做的。
He walked for hours and hours.
他花好多小时的时间走路。
Now was that convenient for him?
你觉得这是很方便的吗？
No, there were lots of other things that Jesus could have been doing.
完全不方便，耶稣可以做其他很多的事。
But Jesus knew that there was someone there that needed his help.
可是耶稣知道在那个地方有这么的一个人需要他的帮助。
And Jesus was there to serve even when it was inconvenient.
而耶稣呢，就算是在最不方便的时候，他也在那边愿意服侍。
When the multitudes came to Jesus,
当群众来到耶稣的那里,
let's just look at this in Mark chapter 6.
让我们来翻开在马可福音第六章。
In Mark chapter 6, verse 31, the Bible tells us that Jesus was, there were so many people around him that he did not even have time to eat.
在第六章第三十一节,那里告诉我们群众是那么的多,一直拥着他,他甚至没有时间吃饭。
It says that he went into a desert place by ship privately.
在这里他说到他们呢悄悄地去到一个旷野的地方坐船。
Then in verse 33 we read,
第33节这么说。
And the people saw them departing, and many knew him, and ran afoot thither out of all the cities, and outwent him, and came together unto him.
众人看见他们去有许多认识他们的就从各城步行一同跑到那里比他们先赶到了。
And as he gets there, there's already a crowd there.
当耶稣到那个地方的时候，已经一大堆的群众在那里等着他了。
Was that a convenient time?
你说这是很方便的时刻吗？
Did Jesus say, "Call me back later. I'm busy now"?
耶稣有没有回答他们说，你可以迟一点再打电话来吗？我现在有点忙。
In verse 34, verse 35, maybe it says that Jesus was moved with compassion upon them.
可是，在三十四节，耶稣出来见有许多人，就怜悯他们。
When it was very inconvenient, Jesus still served.
即使是在最不方便的时候，耶稣还是为他们提供了服务。
Let's go to John chapter 3.
让我们翻到约翰福音第三章。
Because not just when it was inconvenient did Jesus serve.
不单只是在耶稣最不方便的时候他也服务。
But Jesus served when nobody was there to see him serve or not.
就算是在没有人看见他的时候耶稣也服侍人。
John 3, of course, is the interview with Nicodemus.
约翰第三章那里描述的是耶稣跟尼哥底母见面的。
And in verse 2 it says that Nicodemus came to Jesus by night.
在圣经里面告诉我们尼哥底母在夜里来见耶稣。
Perhaps Jesus was meditating and praying.
可能耶稣当时在沉思默想或者是在祷告。
Maybe he was trying to sleep.
可能他在尝试要睡觉。
But Nicodemus comes to him.
可是尼哥底母却来见他。
And Jesus gives him some of the most beautiful truths that were ever given to a human being.
而当时耶稣呢，他像尼哥底母所说的话，可是是可以说是给人类的最美的一段话。
But there was nobody else there to see that Jesus was denying himself of his sleep and his meditation time to serve Nicodemus.
而在当时呢，根本周围都没有任何一个人，可是耶稣呢，却放弃了他祷告或者是他睡觉或默想的时间来。服侍尼哥底母这个人。
Jesus served when no one noticed.
就算是没有人看见、没有人注意的时候，耶稣也服侍人。
Are we willing to serve when nobody notices?
当没有人看见或注意我们的时候，我们愿不愿意服侍别人呢
？Nobody sees what we're doing.
没有人看见我们所做的一切。
Are we still willing to serve just because we're a servant of the Master?
我们还是否愿意？服侍别人，因为我们是服侍我们的主呢。
Let's go to Luke chapter 17.
让我们翻到路加福音第十七章。
We see another time when Jesus was serving here.
再次我们看见耶稣呢，他服侍人。
There are 10 lepers that come to Jesus.
有十个长大麻风的就来见耶稣。
And Jesus speaks to them, and as they're journeying away,They're healed.
当他们耶稣就对他们说话，然后他们回去的时候就得了医治。
Now leprosy was the most dreaded disease of the time.
在当时呢，最可怕的一种疾病就是麻风病。
Causing the feeling in the limbs and the outer extremities to go numb, and so they would lose parts of their fingers and arms and things like this.
使到这个四肢的脚趾手指呢都麻木了然后渐渐的就消失。
And they were required to be separated from everybody else.
他们呢被要求完全跟群众隔离。
Jesus speaks to these lepers, and as they're obeying his voice, they recognize they're healed.
耶稣呢就对这些麻风病的人病人说话，然后当他们听着他的话的时候，他们发现了他们就得了医治。
Do you think they would be happy to be healed?
你说他们得了医治高不高兴呢？
Their life of misery was at an end.
他们那可怜的生命结束了，他们可怜的那一种境况。
They're so happy, but there's one that does something different.
他们都非常的高兴，可是只有一个人做了不同的事。
There's one that realized that he was healed and went back.
只有一个人发现他得了医治以后，回到耶稣那里去。
Verses 17 and 18.
第十七节和十八节。
And Jesus answering said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9?"
耶稣说，洁净了的不是十个人吗？那九个在哪里呢？
There are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger.
除了个外族人，再没有别人会来归荣耀给上帝吗？
Ten lepers are delivered from this dreadful disease.
十个麻风病人呢，他们被拯救，脱离这可怕的病。
And only one of them even says thank you.
只有一个人回来说谢谢。
Jesus served.Even when he was unappreciated.
就算是没有人欣赏，没有人赞赏，没有人感谢的时候，耶稣还是服侍人了。
He served when it was inconvenient.
就算是不方便的时候，他也服侍。
He served when no one else knew about it.
就算没有人看见知道的时候，他也服侍。
And he served when people were unappreciative.
当人们不赞赏，不欣赏，不感谢的时候，他也服侍。
Does it make you want to help somebody that really doesn't care if you help them or not?
你是否愿意帮助那个人根本就觉得你帮不帮他都无所谓的人呢？
When I was growing up, we had some neighbors that were very poor.
在我长大的日子，成长的日子里面有一些邻居都非常穷苦。
And we didn't have very much money either.
他们也没有很多的，我们当时也不太富有。
But my mother would want to help our neighbors.
可是我的母亲呢，却愿意帮助我们的邻居。
And so they didn't have any, I think they must not have had any cups or plates or anything like that in the house.
可能在家里面呢，他们这个邻居他们就没有一些盘呀、碟呀，或者是杯子。
So my mother said, "Well, we have some extra ones," so she gave them plates and cups and silverware and things like this.
然后母亲呢，就把一些盘碗、杯子和那些餐具呢，就送给了他们。
We went down there again a little while later.
然后过了一阵子，我们就再去探访他们。
And as we're going up to the door,
当我们走到门口，
we see out in the yard,
在外边这个园子里，
with the animals,
跟和那些动物在一起，
the plates and the things that we had given them,
就是我们所送给他们的那些盘碗、碟子、杯子。
Now, did that make us want to help them more?
你想我们以后还愿不愿意再帮他们呢？
No, they were saying they didn't appreciate it. They didn't care about it. It wasn't important.
当然不会，因为他们根本就不觉得这是不重要的。
And that's really the reason that they didn't have anything in their house was because they weren't taking care of anything that they did have.
就是说这就是为什么他们在屋子里面根本没有他们所需要的东西。
But Jesus was willing to serve even when people were unappreciative of what he did.
可是耶稣呢，就算是人们不赞赏、不感激，他还是愿意服侍。
He served them whether they liked, whether they thanked him or not.
不管人们感不感激他，耶稣还是照样的服侍了他们。
Let's go to John chapter 13.
让我们翻到约翰福音第十三章。
This story in the life of Jesus is perhaps one of my favorite stories in his life.
在耶稣的生平里面的这个故事，可能就是我心里最喜爱的一个故事。
Because of the dramatic change that took place because of what Jesus did here.
因为耶稣在这里所行的事，造成了很大的转变。
Jesus knows that he only has a few hours left with his disciples.
耶稣知道呢，他跟门徒能够相处的时间只剩下几个小时。
He knows that he is going to go through the agony of Gethsemane and Calvary and all of that.
他知道他快要经受克西马尼园和哥罗地的一切苦痛。
And he knows that it's his disciples that are going to be the ones that are going to carry on his work after he is gone.
而且他知道呢，当他离开了以后，是他的门徒们要继续他的工作。
And no doubt the devil is whispering to him, "You can't die. They're not ready yet. Look at the mess they would make."
肯定的，魔鬼就在他耳边那边悄悄地说，你怎么能走得了呢？你的门徒们根本都还没准备好。
And it's the last evening with Jesus.
这是他们跟耶稣相处的最后一个晚上。
And they're going to the upper room.
他们就到了楼上去。
And what are they doing?
他们在那里干什么呢？
They are arguing among themselves about who is going to be the greatest when Jesus becomes the king in Jerusalem.
他们在那边激烈争论的就是当耶稣成为耶路撒冷的王的时候，谁要成为最高的位置的那一位。
For 3.5 years, Jesus was trying to show them the principles of the kingdom of heaven.
3.5年的时间，耶稣尝试向他们解释天国的定律。
But they still had not gotten it.
可是他们还是不了解。
And as they enter the upper room,
当他们上到楼上去的时候，
Desire of Ages tells us,
历代愿望这本书告诉我们，
that alienation threatened. Alienation was imminent. Alienation.
当时他们就要分裂。
They were ready to split up and go their separate ways.
他们就快要造成分裂了。
Peter was ready to have his own ministry.
彼得呢，他说，好吧，我就设立自己的事工。
James and John were going to go their way.
约翰和雅各说，不如我们就走另外一个方向好了。
They were tired of having these 12 unruly guys that they had to be with.
他们要跟这12个完全不听话的人在一起，实在太难了。
And they walk into the upper room.
他们就走上了楼。
And what do they see there?
他们在那里看见了什么呢？
A basin of water and a towel.
在那里呢，就一盆的水和毛巾。
And as they walk by,
当他们走过，
they think,
他心里想，
I am going to be the greatest.
我将会成为最大的。
I am going to sit next to Jesus.
我将会坐在耶稣的身边。
I can't touch that water and that towel.
我肯定不会拿起那盆水和那条毛巾。
And they all walk by it.
他们都走过了那盆水。
And Jesus watches.
耶稣看着他们。
As they act like there's nothing that needs to be done, even though every one of them knows there is.
他们呢就假装好像根本没有什么事是需要办的。他们虽然心里确实很清楚有什么事是需要办的。
And then the Bible says that Jesus rises from the table.
然后圣经告诉我们，耶稣就从桌上那里站了起来。
He lays aside his garments.
就把他的外衣脱了下来。
He takes that towel and wraps it around himself.
然后就拿起了毛巾围起了自己。
Picks up the basin of water.
就端起了那一盆水。
And goes to Judas.
就去到了犹大那里。
And the disciples' mouths drop open.
所有的门徒呢，都惊讶的说不出话了，张了口。
What is Jesus doing?
耶稣所做的是什么呢？
None of the disciples wanted Jesus' place. He was going to be the king. They all knew that.
没有一个人愿意呢取代耶稣的位置，因为他们都相信耶稣会成为王，坐在王位上。
The question was, who was going to be the closest to him in his new government he was going to set up?
唯一的问题是，当他坐在王位，但是谁是最靠近他的那个？
And he took that basin and began to wash their feet.
可是耶稣却拿起了那一盆水，开始为门徒们洗脚。
And as he washed Judas' feet,
当他洗犹大的脚，
knowing that in a couple hours Judas was going to leave and take the priest to Jesus.
他确确实实的知道这个犹大在几个小时后就会离开，去把这些要卖他的人带来，他要捕捉他的人带来。
Jesus served his betrayer.
耶稣呢，甚至服侍那个出卖他的人。
And when Jesus comes to Peter,
当耶稣来到彼得那里，
Peter says, No, Lord, you can't wash my feet.
彼得说，你不能洗我的脚呀，主。
And Jesus says, If I don't wash you, you will have no part with me.
耶稣说，如果我不洗你的脚，你就与我无份了。
And Peter changes his mind.
彼得就立刻改变了主意。
And Peter says, Wash all of me then.
那么你就从头到脚都洗吧。
And Jesus goes around all 12.
耶稣呢，就一一的替他们洗了脚。
And he, as he washes their feet,
当他为他们洗脚的时候,
as they see that Jesus is a servant of servants,
当他们看见耶稣是仆人中的仆人,
every heart melts except Judas.
除了犹大以外,
For 3 years, Jesus had been trying to teach them that the principles of his kingdom were the principles of serving one another.
三年半的时间，耶稣尝试在教导他们天国的这个原则呢，就是服侍人的原则。
But they didn't get it.
可是他们都不明白。
But when they saw Jesus wash their feet,
可是当他们看见耶稣为他们洗他们的脚,
then they realized,
他们突然间醒悟,
that by love we are to serve one another.
凭着爱我们要互相的服侍。
And Desire of Ages says,
历代愿望告诉我们,
that after Jesus washed their feet,
当耶稣洗完了门徒的脚,
everyone was ready to yield the highest place to the others.
每一个人都心甘情愿地把最高的位置让给其他的人。
When they entered the upper room, they were ready to divide up and go their separate ways. And when Jesus washed their feet, they were ready for others to take the highest place.
当他们上到楼上的房间的时候，他们其实已经准备好要分开了，要分裂了，各走各路了。可是当耶稣洗完了他们的脚，他们都
One of the most amazing transformations took place in just a few minutes there.
就在几分钟的时间，最大的改变发生。
When Jesus demonstrated that he was a servant of servants.
耶稣向他们显示他是仆人中的仆人。
A slave of slaves.
是奴隶中的奴隶。
What does it mean to be a servant of servants?
成为仆人中的仆人是什么意思呢?
A servant or a slave serves its master.
一个奴隶他所服侍的是他的主人。
But a servant of servants or a slave of slaves would not serve the master, but would serve the slaves of the master.
这仆人中的仆人或者奴隶中的奴隶呢，他所服侍的不是他的主人，而是他主人的仆人。
You could not be more serving than that.
你呢，不能够比这做的更多。
And notice what Jesus said in John 13.
在约翰福音第十三章，我们看耶稣怎么说。
Verse 13.
第十三章十三节。
Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am.
你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错。
If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet.
我是你们的主，你们的夫子尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。
And then verse 17.
十七节,
If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them.
你们既知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。
Jesus said, I have given you a demonstration of service.
耶稣说，我给你们显示了服侍人是怎么样的一回事。
And you will be happy if you serve.
他说呢，如果你这样服侍人的话，你就有福了。英文是你就会快乐了。
Jesus was saying that the ingredient to happiness in this world is serving others.
耶稣告诉我们呢，在这个世上要活得快乐的秘诀就是要为别人服务。
But that is not what the world thinks today.
可是今天的世界的人却不这么想。
The world thinks that we become happy by serving ourselves.
这世界认为呢，如果我们自己服侍自己或者为自己服务的话，那么我们就会快乐。
And that is why there are so many unhappy people in this world today.
这就是为什么今天的世界有这么多不快乐的人。
Because they don't recognize that that is not the way to be happy.
因为他们没有认识到这个就不是得到快乐的方法。
From the book In Heavenly Places.
在这本书一同在天上。
It is a life of service only that true happiness is found.
只有在为人服务的一个生命生活中呢，我们才会找到真正的快乐。
He who lives a useless, selfish life is miserable.
那个活着一种就是那种 完全无用而自私的人呢，他们的生活是非常的不快乐的。
If we're going to know Jesus,
如果我们要认识耶稣，
we need to know him as a servant or as a slave.
我们要认识他身为一个仆人，身为一个奴隶。
But in order to know him as a servant or a slave,
如果我们要认识他这身为一个仆人或者奴隶的身份，
we have to enter into companionship with him in his service of others.
我们呢必须要和他一同进入这个为别人服务的一种生活，成为他的同伴。
Because joining Jesus in service is the only way to truly be happy.
只有跟耶稣一同同工来为别人服侍，那么才是真正得到快乐的方法。
And a slave gives himself or herself totally for others.
就是一个奴隶呢，他是完全把自己献给别人。
And that is what Jesus did for us.
这就是耶稣为我们所做的。
That is what the Father does for us.
也是天父为我们所做的。
In the Sermon on the Mount,
在这登山宝训里面，
Jesus says, "Your Father in heaven sends rain on the just and the unjust."
耶稣说，你们在天上的父呢，他降雨给恶人，也降给义人。
Jesus said, "Our Father in heaven is serving those that are grateful and those that are ungrateful."
我们在天上的父呢，他服侍那一些对他感激的人，也对他不感激的人。
He is constantly serving others.
他不断的继续的为别人服侍。
And then in just a couple verses down in verse 48,
然后在四十八节，
Jesus says, "Be ye therefore perfect even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect."
耶稣说，你们要完全，就好像你们在天上的父完全一样。
Jesus said, "Serve others just as your Father in heaven does."
他的意思是说呢，我们也要好像天上的父那样服侍他人。
Let's go to Revelation chapter 7.
让我们翻到启示录第七章。
Revelation chapter 7, verse 3.
第七章第三节。
This is the description of those that are going to be sealed.
这里描述的就是那些要受印记的人。
Saying, "Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads."
地与海并树木你们不可伤害，等我们应了我们上帝众仆人的额。
Who is it that is sealed?
是谁会承受上帝的印呢？
The servants.
仆人。
The slaves of God are the ones that are sealed.
是上帝的奴隶，他们要承受上帝的印。
Those that are following Jesus' example of service.
就是他们跟随耶稣的榜样做一个仆人。
Has God given every one of us a work to do?
你说上帝有没有给我们每一个人一份工作呢？
That's an easy question.
这是很容易回答的问题。
Has God given to every one of us a work to do?
上帝有没有给我们每一个人一件工作呢？一份工作？
Yes, he has.
有的。
It doesn't matter who we are.
不管你是什么人，
It doesn't matter where we are.
不管你在什么地方，
It doesn't matter what our age is.
不管你是多大的年纪，
God has given to every one of us a work of service to do for others.
耶稣给了每一个人，上帝给了我们每一个人就去服侍他人的工作。
Christ Object Lessons.
天路这本书，
Page 326
326面英文版
says, "Not more surely is the place prepared for us in the heavenly mansions than is the special place designated on earth where we are to work for God."
当我们在这个地上为上帝工作的时候，我们就能够确认的知道呢，在天上有一个家为我们准备好。
There are mansions with our names.
在天上有个家为我们准备了，有名字在上面。 Jesus is wanting
to put our names there.
耶稣呢要把我们的名字放在上面。
But if there's a place for us in the kingdom of heaven,
可是如果我们在天上有一个位置的话，
there's a place for us in service for the master here.
那么在这个地上我们也有一个位置要为我们的主而工作。
Our service might not all be the same.
我们每一个人服侍上帝的工作可能不一样。
But there is something that God has given to each of us to do for others.
可是上帝呢，却给每一个人一样的工作来为别人而做。
Jesus gave us the example of being a servant of servants.
耶稣给我们立了一个榜样，成为一个仆人中的仆人。
And He's called us to be a servant of servants as well.
他今天也呼召我们每一个人成为仆人来做主服务。
And we need to recognize.
我们必须要认识到
that God is calling each and every one of us to service for Him.
上帝在呼召我们每一个人为他服务。
I don't know the area of service that God's calling you to.
我不知道上帝呼召你进入哪一个领域的服务。
But I know that there's an area of service that God has for you individually.
可是我知道的就是上帝对你个人有一个特别的地方是要你服务的。
That God will put a burden upon your heart of how you can serve others.
他会把你的重担呢放在你的心中，负担有个负担，你知道你再如何能够为别人工作。
And this life of service,
而这个服侍人的一生
needs to be not just something that we do now and then,
而不是说有时候做有时不做的。
But we must recognize it as to be the heartbeat of our lives.
我们必须要认识到它不是我们的心跳，我们每一天生活的心跳。
Too many times today,
在今天呢，很多时候
，we go through life，
我们过我们的生活
，we come to church on Sabbath，
我们在安息天来到教会聚会
，maybe we're involved in some good activities then，
可能有些时候参与一些好的活动
，but then we go back to our daily life，
可是我们回到我们的日常生活当中
，that is not the life of service God is calling us to，
这不是上帝呼召我们的这服务的生活。
Jesus' service was a life of service 24/7.
就是说耶稣他的为人服务的这个生活呢是就是一天24小时一个星期七天的。
Jesus was seeking to serve in any and every way he could at all times.
就耶稣他在寻找服务人的机会是每时每刻在任何一个地方。
It is not just Sabbath service that God wants.
上帝不要的是不只是要我们在安息天来聚会而已。
A slave does not just work for his master at stated times.
一个奴隶呢，并不是在一个指定的时间里面为他的主人工作而已。
If the master wants the slave to get up at midnight and work for 18 hours, he does.
这主人如果吩咐那个奴隶在半夜起来为他继续工作18个小时的话，那奴隶也得要起来做。
Jesus was a slave of slaves.
耶稣他是奴隶中的奴隶。
A servant of servants.
是仆人中的仆人。
And he calls us to this devoted life of service for others.
他也呼召我们每一个人做出这样的一种过这样的一种生活，就是为别人而服务。
And like I said, our areas of service can all be different.
就好像我所说的，我们每一个人服务的领域可能是不一样的。
But if there's a mansion with your name on it in the kingdom of heaven, there's a place of service for you on this earth.
可是在天上如果有一个房子呢，是有你的名字写在上面的话，那么在地上呢，必然有一个位置呢，是留着给你服务的。
Do you want to live in that mansion there?
你是否愿意到这天上的家里面去住呢？
Are we willing to live in our service here?
那我们在这地上是否愿意过服务人的生活呢？
And service does not stop.
而且呢，这服务呢，就服侍人的生活呢，并不停止。
In the most beautiful example of service that we find.
而这个最美的一个例子。
Jesus gives us a parable.
耶稣就说了一个比喻。
In Luke chapter 12, verse 37.
在路加福音第12章37节。
And Jesus is describing the experience that those that are faithful are going to have.
耶稣呢就说到那些忠心他的人
and Jesus,
将会有的经验。
And Jesus says that the Lord, the Master, will come and serve his servants.
耶稣说呢，这个主人将要进来服侍他的仆人们吃饭。
In the kingdom of heaven.
在天国里。
Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
这耶稣，这万王之王，万主之主
is still going to be a servant of servants.
他还是一个仆人中的仆人。
And can you imagine as all the saved are gathered together there?
你可以想象当所有的圣徒们聚聚在那里。
And the table is spread with the marriage supper of the Lamb.
而这个羔羊的婚宴都摆好了席
stretching for miles and miles.
可能是好几公里好几公里的
and Jesus comes forth.
而耶稣呢他就上前来
and Jesus serves us.
而耶稣呢他服侍我们
because we have learned to serve here.
因为我们已经学习好了怎样的服侍他
the life of service continues.
这服侍人的生命会继续的下去。
My friends, I want to know Jesus.
各位朋友，我希望能够认识耶稣。
I want to know him as a servant.
我要认识他这位仆人。
And I want to be in that place that God has called for me to be.
而且呢，我希望能够在那个地方，就是耶稣呼召我在那个地方。
I want to have a life of service for him.
我要为他过个服侍人的生活。
Service when it's inconvenient.
就算是不方便的时候。
Service when nobody else knows.
就算没有人看见，没有人知道的时候。
Service when others are unappreciative.
就是知道没有人感激的时候。
Service ever and always. Service all ever and always.
就是每时每刻都为人服务。
Are you willing to devote your life to a life of service?
你是否愿意献出你的生命来过这种服侍人的生活呢
？A life of service is not always easy.
因为服侍人的生活并不是那么容易的。
But God is calling us to a life of service today.
可是上帝今天却在呼召我们过这种服侍人的生活。
And I want to invite you to make that commitment and that decision to be a servant of servants.
而今天呢，我要邀请你来献出你的生命，做仆人中的仆人。
To follow Jesus' example of service.
来跟随耶稣做服侍人的脚步。
If you want to make that commitment with me,
如果你今天愿意和我一同做出这样的献身
I want to invite you to stand as we pray.
我要邀请你站起来，我们一起祷告。
And say, Lord, I'm committing to be a servant of servants.
说主啊，我愿意成为仆人中的仆人。
I'm willing to serve as Jesus served.
我愿意好像耶稣那样的服侍别人。
Let us pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
We are thankful that Jesus is not just the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but He is a servant of servants as well.
我们感谢主您，主耶稣不只是万王之王、万主之主，而且他是仆人中的仆人。
And we commit to be a life of service for you.
我们现在愿意献身过一种服务的生活。
We pray for your grace to serve in whatever capacity you call us to.
我们祈求你的恩典帮助我们在你所为我们设定的地方服务。
But may we follow that example you've given to us.
愿你帮助我们跟随你所立下的榜样。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.